Story and a song, story and a song, words and music, they belong. Story and a song, story and a song, hope that you will sing along.
Kia ora, I'm Tanya Badd.
And I'm Peter Forster.
And we'd like to welcome you to A Story and a Song, a storytelling podcast for children from the Bat Cave. Hey, kia ora everyone.
Hi there.
Well, it is the eve of Halloween. Are any of you going to go out trick-or-treating tomorrow night? Oh, Asia is. Oh, Alice has got her hand up. Am I going to go? Well, I'm not sure, little bat lamb. People might be quite surprised if a little sheep came knocking on their door. Well, I got dressed up and everything. Yeah, well, who knows, maybe out at the village. We're going to be out on the village at Awa'awaroa. But it will also be seasonally our Beltane, our spring, as well as our inherited northern Halloween. But it is a tradition at Halloween to tell scary stories.
Are you going to tell a scary story?
You think we should? Marlo thinks we should tell a scary story. What about you, Asia? Oh, yeah, thumbs up. What about Alice? Yeah? Okay, I think yeah, Greg will just have to be brave. All right, so we're going to tell the story of Pochika Charika.
Oh. Pochika Charika.
Oh. Yeah, this is a story that comes from Mongolia.
Oh, that's a long way away.
Yeah, it is. Well, do you want to hear the story?
Yeah.
Do you want to make yourself comfortable?
Okay, here we go.
All right, here's the story of Pochika Charika. Pochika Charika, he lived with his mother and his father and his great big brother. Pochika Charika, he lived with his mother and his father and his great big brother. And they lived out on the tundra in a great big tent, a gear, in a small, small village. And one day, Pochika Charika's mother came to him and she said, Pochika Charika, today your father, your brother, and I are going out hunting. You are too small to come hunting with us yet, Pochika Charika, so you will have to stay at home, but you will be safe so long as you listen to me. Are you listening to me?
Yes, Mother.
All right. Now, the first thing is, you must stay inside the tent while we're gone.
Yes, Mother.
And if you get hungry, on the fire is a big pot of stew. You can help yourself.
Yes, Mother.
And the most important thing, Pochika Charika, is I want you to be good while we're away. Do you promise that you will be good?
Yes, Mother.
And then Pochika Charika's mother and father and big brother, off they went hunting. And Pochika Charika was left all by himself at home in the gear. And he sat by the fire and he twiddled his thumbs. I don't know if you can twiddle your thumbs. And he sang,
la 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 la. La 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 la.
And you can get pretty hungry twiddling your thumbs and singing. And so after a little bit, he lifted the lid off the pot of stew and, oh, it smelled good. And he picked up a spoon and he went. And when he had filled up his belly, he put the spoon down and he looked around the tent. There was no mother to watch him. There was no father to tell him what to do. There was no big brother to keep an eye on him. So Pochika Charika did something he wouldn't usually do. He reached into the pot and he scooped out the stew with his hands and he rubbed it all over the pot. And then he said,
"Thank you, Pot, for sharing the food with me."
Then he picked up his spoon again and he rubbed the stew all over the spoon.
"Thank you, Spoon, for sharing the food with me."
Oh, and now his hands were all sticky and covered in food. And so he went over to the blankets and he wiped his hands all over the blankets. And then he saw the knife. And he picked that knife up. And he went over to the post that stood at the center of the tent. And he took that knife and he started to write his name in the wood with his knife.
"Poor Chica. Charika."
Oh, he was quite good at writing, but you tell me, do you think he should have been writing his name in the tent post with a knife? No, imagine if you started taking to the furniture in your house with a knife. Well, you'd be pretty unpopular, I would imagine. When all of a sudden, he heard a sound from outside. And he stopped what he was doing. Charika, you know what that sound was? That was the sound of Old Man Whiskers sniffing around outside the tent. So poor Chica Charika was as quiet as a mouse. But Old Man Whiskers was very good at smelling things. And he called out, "Hey, poor Chica Charika, are you inside that tent?" Whiskers, he was pretty tricky. And he called out, "Hey, I come to see poor Chica Charika's father. Is poor Chica Charika's father at home?" Poor Chica Charika thought, oh, if he answered Old Man Whiskers, maybe he would go away. So he said,
"No, poor Chica Charika's father's not here because he's gone out hunting."
Said Old Man Whiskers,
"Then I'm gonna go and I'm gonna sneak up on poor Chica Charika's father and I'm gonna give him a big scare."
"No, you can't do that," said poor Chica Charika. "My daddy's really strong and he'll just pick you up and he'll throw you up into the air and half of you go up to the air and half of you come down to the earth below. So there."
Well, I won't be sneaking up on poor Chica Charika's father then.
Really, I've come to see poor Chica Charika's mother. Is she at home?"
"No, she's not here because she's gone out hunting."
"Then I'm going to sneak up on poor Chica Charika's mother and I'm going to give her a really big scare."
"No, you can't do that. My mum, she's really strong too. And she'll just pick you up and she'll throw you up into the air and half you go up to the air and half you come down to the earth below. So there."
Well, then I'm not going to be sneaking up on poor Chica Charika's mother. There, I just remembered. I really came here to see poor Chica Charika's big brother. Is he at home?"
"No, he's not here. He's gone out hunting."
"Then I'm going to sneak up on poor Chica Charika's brother. And I'm going to give him a really big scare."
"No, you can't do that. My brother's the biggest boy in the village and he just pick you up and he throw you up in the air and half you go up to the air and half you come down to the earth below. So there."
"Well, not gonna sneak up on him, but hey,
If Pochika Charika's mother's not home, and his father's not home, and his big brother isn't home, that means that Pochika Charika is all by himself.
Suddenly Pochika Charika realized that Old Man Whiskers had tricked him. And as quick as quick, he took his knife and he dove down underneath the blankets and he hid just in time. Because right at that moment, Old Man Whiskers, he ripped the door aside on the tent and into the tent he came. But the tent was empty. And Old Man Whiskers, he sniffed around and he went over to the cooking pot. He said, "Cooking pot, where's that Pochika Charika hiding?" And the cooking pot said,
"Pochika Charika, he shared all his food with me, so I'm not going to tell you where he is."
And then Old Man Whiskers, he picked up the spoon and he said, "Spoon, tell me, where's that Pochika Charika hiding?" And the spoon said,
"I'm not going to tell you because Pochika Charika, he shares all his food with me."
"Yeah." And Old Man Whiskers threw the spoon away. And he went over to the tent post. Yeah, remember that tent post? The one that Pochika Charika had been writing in with his knife. He said, "Tent post, where's that Pochika Charika hiding?"
And the tent post said,
"Pochika Charika has been riding on my back with a knife, and it really, really hurt. So, I'm going to tell you where he's hiding. He's hiding over there underneath all those blankets."
And when Old Man Whiskers heard that, he went over to the blankets. He picked them up. He grabbed Pochika Charika. He opened his mouth wide and...
That's the end, is it?
Do you reckon that's the end of the story? No!
That can't be the end! That's a terrible ending!
You know, well, I mean, he didn't really keep his promise to his mum. Do you think he was, like, good?
Oh, I don't think he deserves to be eaten by Old Man Whiskers. Oh, no! Oh, no, someone's got to help him!
Well, his mother and his father and his big brother are out hunting.
Yeah. Oh, no, that can't be the ending, please!
All right, it's not really the ending.
Oh, phew. I'll just go back and listen then.
Huh. It'll be a pretty sad ending to Pochika Charika. But Pochika Charika, he wasn't very big, and Old Man Whiskers, he was pretty old. He didn't have any teeth. And he had been swallowed whole down into Old Man Whiskers' tummy. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in someone's tummy. I know some of you are going to say, "Yeah, when I was a baby, I was in my mummy's tummy." But actually, your stomach, where you digest your food, actually sits a little bit above the special little womb room that you were in when you were being incubated inside your mum. Mm. And inside Old Man Whiskers' tummy and anyone else's tummy are all kinds of bits of chewed up food. Yeah, and spit and slobber. And you know what Old Man Whiskers like to do? He like to... Oh, so there'd also be bits of snot as well. Oh, it was disgusting. Pochika Charika did not like it. And so he got his fingers and he went... Poke, 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 poke. Ah! Said Old Man Whiskers. "Hey, don't do that, Pochika Charika. Stop poking my stomach." Do you think Pochika Charika was going to stop? No, he went poke, 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 poke. And now Old Man Whiskers, he had the worst tummy ache in the whole wide world, but Pochika Charika, he just kept poking, 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 and then he took his little knife and he went... And he cut him himself a little door in Old Man Whisker's tummy and... Surprise!
Ah!
Poor Chica Charica jumped out of Old Man Whisker's tummy, and Old Man Whisker, he grabbed his tummy, and he ran out of the tent, and he ran through the village, and he ran out across the tundra, and he never came back. Oh, that was good, wasn't it? Yeah.
I'm glad he never came back. He was a bit scary. I didn't really like him very much.
Yeah, but that's not the end of the story.
What?
Yeah, no, we haven't got to the end yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now, poor Chica Charica. He'd got rid of Old Man Whiskers, but he was still all by himself, and now he was all yucky. And all that spitty, slimy little bits of gooey bits of food. When all of a sudden, he heard someone call out to him.
Poor Chica Charica, it's your mother here. Come and help me.
Poor Chica Charica said,
I can't, because I was swallowed by Old Man Whiskers and now I'm all yucky.
Then he heard another voice call out to him. Hey, poor Chica Charica, it's your father here. Come and help me.
I can't, because I just got swallowed by Old Man Whiskers and I'm all yucky.
And then his big brother called out. Hey, my brother, poor Chica Charica, why don't you come out and help us?
Nobody's listening to me, said poor Chica Charica. I just got swallowed by Old Man Whiskers and I'm all yucky.
And when his mother and father and brother heard that, they came running into the gear, into the tent, and they picked him up and they hugged him, even if he was all yucky. Because that's how it is with families, they love you. Even on the days when you are yucky. And then they washed him. They made him all nice and clean again. And they put him in dry, clean clothes. And then all four of them sat down around the fire and shared the food together. And poor Chica Charica, he felt safe and happy. And he turned to the cooking pot and he said,
Hey, cooking pot. Thanks for not telling Old Man Whiskers where I was hiding.
And he picked up the spoon and he said,
Hey, spoon, thanks for not telling on me.
Then he turned to the tent post.
No thanks to you, tent post, for telling Old Man Whiskers where I was hiding.
And the tent post said,
No thanks to you, poor Chica Charica, for writing on my back with a knife. That really hurt.
And poor Chica Charica thought about what he'd done, and he turned to the tent post, and he said,
I'm sorry.
And he really meant it. Because you can tell when somebody says sorry and really means it, because they try not to do whatever they've done again. Yeah. And so poor Chica Charica never wrote on the tent post again. And Old Man Whiskers, he never came back. And poor Chica Charica, he lived happily ever after with his father, his mother, and his great big brother. And that is the story of poor Chica Charica.
Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to be part of our podcasts, you can join the Bat Cave or support us by purchasing books and audios from our website, www.imagined-worlds.net.